Yo, what's up? This is Derek. This is the Bariatric Badass Podcast. What is going on? Apple, and I want you to comment on this podcast if you have an iPhone and you're experiencing problems with your alarms. Our alarms didn't go off this morning, so my son missed the bus. Had to get up at, like, what, 6 a.m. and take him to school? Who goes to school that early? When I went to high school, I don't remember going to school at 6 o'clock in the morning. That's insane. Irregardless, this is just going to be a quick snippet, 5, 6, or 7 minute podcast episode. And it's something that I want you to put in your head. I want you to live by this motto. I want you to live by this saying. I made this saying up. This is not stolen from somebody else. It is this. Keep this in your head. Say, I am bariatric. I chose to live. My methods and choice to live does not require your approval. Like, think about it. Who has been up your ass? Somebody you care about? That was me. I had somebody I deeply cared about. A family member, a friend, against the weight loss surgery. Opinionated about my choice to go a different route instead of doing it the right way. What is the right way? I mean, think about it, right? What is the right way? So we're no different from somebody who has breast augmentation. We're no different from somebody who has penile enlargements. We're no different from somebody who has liposuction, who gets makeup tattooed to their face, who gets massive tattoos across their chest. I'm not going to say shit because I got a massive tattoo across my chest. We're no different. It's changing the body to fit our needs, or to make us feel better about ourselves, or to be more attracted to others, something, right? There's a ridiculous amount of different reasons why people improve their looks via not being natural. Getting tattooed makeup isn't natural. Getting a massive chest piece like myself isn't natural. Liposuction, skin surgery, breast augmentation, penile enlargements. It's not natural. So the people that are giving you hell about being a weight loss patient, weight loss surgery patient, they're wearing makeup, tell them they'll go fuck themselves because we're no different. Having weight loss surgery is no different from anybody getting up in the morning and putting makeup on. Assess the situation. If they ain't perfect themselves, your choice and your methods of living does not require anybody's approval. It only requires approval of yourself. That's it. You got to believe in yourself. You got to be able to get up on your feet and believe in yourself. That has taken me a long time, especially since I got put out of work. I've never been more depressed in my entire fucking life. Well, I can't say that. But it kicked me. It's kicked my ass. I don't want to be in this spot. I want to get back to work. I want to provide for my family. But I go, my job's aggressive. I take like 25, 26,000 steps a day with what I do. If I go from what I've been the last 3 weeks back into work and get them 26,000 steps going, I ain't gonna make it. And so I'm making subtle changes to my life and my, how do I say this? how I go about my day every day. I go to bed the same way. Me and Cherie snuggle up, out. I get up in the morning. First thing I do is I use the bathroom. I get my son out the door, get him on the bus. I get my other son out the door and get him on the bus. And then we get my daughter to school. And then I get Cherise to work. That's how it's been for the last 3 weeks. But it has to change. It has to change. And the only way I'm going to be able to change my life, I want to change my life. I don't like who I am right now. I love myself, but I don't like what I've become. I don't like being a do-nothing bitch. Only on grounds that I am just heavily depressed. My depression, to be honest with you, is incidental. It only happens every so often. Not right now. Not last night. Not the night before that. But the night before that, I was a fucking mess. I was a crybaby mess. Is it because I'm bipolar? Maybe. I don't know. But if you are in the position where you have people up your ass, and you know what? When I had first 2 years of my weight loss surgery, I had a small group of friends of three other men, and we did everything together for the last, well, before me and Cherise got together, of course, before my surgery. So in the 90s, late 90s, to when I moved back to Utah when I was living in Vegas, and I believe it was 99. They're not gone. We're still friends. We still talk. But it's not like it used to be. Why? Because Derek changed his fucking lifestyle. Derek stopped smoking weed. Derek stopped smoking cigarettes. Derek stopped drinking so much. Derek started living a healthy lifestyle. The thing with this is when you are living a healthy lifestyle and you're going to the gym and you're doing what you're supposed to and you're eating clean, you want everybody else around you to do the same because you want to help people. You are sitting at your phone on your gym equipment listening to, if you're not listening to music, you're watching videos about weightlifting or you're watching videos about motivational speakers. And so that resonates with you and you just want to help other people because when you work out, you feel amazing. You feel amazing. That's fucking awesome. But if you're in the hole, if you're down in the hole right now, if you're in a position where you feel like it's over, like I mentioned in my podcast the other day, I'm on the fence of, do I give up, let myself age and work myself to death, or do I keep chasing my dreams? Do I keep being positive, keeping optimistic, keep trying to spread that optimism and that positivity? I'm on the fence. And I can tell you right now, I am more on one side than I am the other right now. I'm not going to give you an idea what that is. I think you can probably tell by my energy that I'm trying to put off right now where I'm at. I'm going to tell you this right now, all right? If you're pre-surgery, show me your friends that surround you. Show me your family. And I'll show you where your journey is going to go. You may think you're tough. You may think you got this. You might have been told you got this. You don't got this. If you're pre-surgery or newly out of surgery, you have quite the path ahead of you. And I mean, not everybody, so I can't say everybody, but a high percentage of people are going to struggle with regain. They're going to struggle with mental health. They're going to struggle with families having their head up your ass. Friends that won't talk to you anymore because you just want to take them to the gym because it feels fucking great. You don't need to go to the gym and lift. You can go to the gym, sit in the massage chairs. Starts. small changes. That's what I'm doing right now to try to get myself back to health so I can leave my home in Salt Lake City, Utah, go back to work where I have to take 26,000 steps a day and do it without falling over. I'm making subtle changes. I'm going on walks at night with my wife and my kids. I'm getting up instead of monotonously going through TikTok, Facebook to try to, you know, be inspired or try to, you know, find something to occupy myself until Sharice or the kids get home. I'm up right now. I've got laundry to do. I'm going to be doing laundry. I'm like the house husband right now. I'm not working. I'm not really bringing an income in. But Sharice is doing the working, and I'm grateful for that. So I got a lot of laundry to do. I'm going through dishes. I got a damn floor to mop because when I mop my floors are all tile. Really nice tile. And when I mop, kids want to come out and ice skate. So I'm going to get it done while they are not here. I love you guys very much. Thank you very much. If you listened this far, I am grateful for you hanging with me. I am still out of work until November 7th. If you would please go to facebook.com/TheBariatrica. That's facebook.com/TheBariatrica. I will put it in the body of the Podbean notes. I don't know if it transfers over to Apple. I'm unable to get... you got to get a certain follower count on Apple. Or a certain subscriber count on Apple in order to be able to use their platform from an admin's perspective, meaning finding out, you know, who's listening, how many downloads, answering comments, etc. But yeah, you would please go to my page, Bariatrica. You punch in Bariatrica in the search engine on Facebook. You'll see me and Sharice. Sharice would jump on my back. I got this weird kissy face, little duck face. Go to my page. I have a GoFundMe there that is helping me and Sharice try to guide through this monotonous time of our life where I had a severe health problem and it put me out of work for 6 weeks. I went from making nothing, blah, 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 excuse me, from making, you know, my wage, which is pretty decent, to fucking nothing, because short-term disability is taking forever to kick in. It is what it is, though. I love you guys very much. Go to my page. Please check on my GoFundMe. If you want to donate, awesome. I would love you. Well, I love you anyway, but if you can't donate, please share. If you donate, make a comment on this podcast or make a comment on my page and say that you donated. We don't even say you don't, say hi. And I'll put two and two together. If you donate, it doesn't matter how much you donate. You could donate a dollar or whatever. We're going to open up our library of ebooks and weight loss, muscle building, general health programs that Sharice has written, ebooks that Sharice has written. Bariatric and fitness nutritionist through the National Academy of Sports Medicine, which is pretty, it's a good certification. There's some certifications out there that you can be like, oh, give us $150, you take this test. Do this, do that. And if you pass, you're certified. Yeah, there's a lot of people out there that get these rinky-dink certifications or registered. They're like on TikTok, registered dietitians are a dime a dozen. And they're annoying because they're just there to make money. Some people are here for money. Some people are here for a purpose. I love you guys very much. Definitely, I love you. Take care of yourself. Take care of the people you love. Take care of people you don't know. and take care of yourself.